Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we leave that there and head back to Australia after a tense first half in Sydney. We're just, I think, about a minute or so away from halftime into 6 minutes of extra time there. Some half chances, mainly for Australia, who have had, the statisticians say, 59% of possession so far. Back to Samantha Librari in Stadium Australia in Sydney. Highlights, Samantha?
Well, staying with your Taylor Swift theme, they have managed to shake it off every time the Australians have attacked. And there is the halftime whistle. As you say, 6 minutes were added. A new fashion in these tournaments to add such a lot of extra time. I'm not quite sure where it came from. But in this first half, the Matildas had pressed hard from the start. In the first 10 minutes, dominating possession, and all the action was in front of Courtney Brosnan's goal. But the Irish defence held up from early on. And the Irish team also managed some attacks. Katie McCabe working very hard on the wings. Denise O'Sullivan hasn't shown any signs of that shin injury. She's played a crucial role in midfield, and around the 40th minute she was given the first yellow card of the game. The Australians, as we approach half time, were pressing hard. There were some dangerous attacks, but so far there hasn't been a threat that we haven't been able to deal with. And if we keep playing like this in the second half, it's a huge psychological boost for the team to get to the first half nil all. The crowd, for their part, have been playing a blinder too. There's been ole ole's, Fields of Athenry's, come on you girls in green, and various other singing. There's no singing, interestingly, from the Matildas crowd. I was told that's not a thing they do here. But when they do get on the ball, the roar here is immense. And I'm thinking back to the figures that were being thrown at us during the week about the crowd being 50-50. I'm not sure it is. You know, looking around, there is an awful lot of yellow. As I say, when the Australians are on the ball, you can hear the crowd. But certainly the Irish contingent that are here are making themselves heard.
Samantha, how on the ball are the Australians? Do they look like they're missing their star striker, Sam Kerr?
Well, the camera here has been cutting to shots of a very solemn-looking Sam Kerr sitting in the dugouts. And you just have to wonder about the psychological impact that has had, particularly coming so close to kickoff. I mean, it's not clear yet when that decision was made, but it was only announced very shortly before kickoff. It's been a very physical and a very scrappy game. The Australians had said they expected to be Ireland to be the physical side, but you know, it's been fairly even-handed in that regard. And at the moment, as it stands here, it's Australia nil, Ireland nil, and the next half will resume in about 15 minutes' time.
Okay, thank you very much, Samantha. I'm joined from the Woolshed Bar in Cork now by Denise O'Sullivan's sister, Melissa. Melissa, how are you? How's the blood pressure?
Blood pressure? I'm okay. I'm after calming down a small bit. Yeah, it's great though. It's fantastic, to be fair now.
You must be immensely proud of her.
We are absolutely super proud. Sure, you, how could you not be proud, you know? Wow, when your sister ended up in the World Cup.
Come in a little bit closer to the microphone for me, will you? Because it's very, very loud there behind you.
I will.
Tell me, the yellow card. Yeah, I can. The yellow card that she picked up on 40 minutes, did she deserve that or not?
Look, probably not. She just probably reacted to a free. Well, look, this is sport and that's the way it goes, you know? You have to take it on board.
You're obviously anything but alone now there. Contrary to what Tiffany is saying in the background, a huge crowd. What do you think is going to happen in the second half based on the run of play that you've watched for the last 45 minutes?
Well, based on the run of play, I think so far 50-50, to be fair. First 10 minutes, I thought Matildas were quite defensive and they were quite good, but I think Ireland are really holding their own and they're composed. So we just have to wait and see now for the second half, and hopefully there'll be a goal or two from somewhere. For Ireland, of course.
For Ireland, of course. At what point was it obvious to you, Melissa, that your sister was going to end up being the key player on a team that was going to have such a massive, massive honour bestowed upon them? I mean, the first Irish team in a World Cup.
You know, watch, and Eason's always been such a progressive person and such a hard working person. So I'm like, she's the youngest of 10, I'm the eldest, and I've always thought she's going to go far, and look, we're here now and we're going to celebrate, so make the most of it. Win or lose, they're after getting to the World Cup, and that's the main thing.
I know, you could almost feel the football team from within the O'Sullivan family itself. Are there anybody else who showed any promise like Denise?
My brother played, he was with me, he capped for Ireland, I think it was the under-21s. If I can remember, maybe under 19s, I'm not sure. But he capped, which was great. And you know what? Like all Denise's nieces and nephews, like my own son plays for Park City. There's great prospects in the future for the kids, and so hopefully we'll go far.
And at what point? At what point do you all start buying tickets for Australia?
Oh, stop now. I didn't even think about that. Get me through the games first.
are you sitting tight in Cork for the group stages?
We are. We're staying in Cork. Today we're in the Woolshed. Next Wednesday we're in Murphy's Rock Bar, which is going to be a huge event because it's on a bit later. So I think people will come out in force, you know. And then the third game, we haven't decided yet, but don't worry, we'll have another big event.
And then possibly off to Australia if they qualify out of the group. But look, the best
you
of luck.
It'll have to be done.
it will have to be done. Second mortgages will have to be taken out, won't they? Listen, fingers crossed for you. Congratulations on having a sister who got this far, and we'll all keep our eyes on Sydney for the rest of the day. Take care, Melissa. Thank you very much. Just a quick look at the headlines before we go and leave a noisy Woolshed Bar there in Cork. Nil all, as you've been hearing, at halftime in Ireland's World Cup opener against host Australia at Sydney's Accord Stadium. An American tourist is in critical condition in hospital in Dublin after he was attacked in the city centre last night. And retained firefighters are to resume strike action next week in a dispute over pay and conditions. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. The programme was produced by Tom Donnelly, researcher Emma Cawley, broadcast coordinator Louise Kerr-Ross, and on sound, Mark McGrath. Now, here's Louise Duffy.